Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Braun, but joined as always by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson himself. Pete, how the devil are you doing? What's going down?
Hello, mate. How you diddling? I am being a domestic god and trying to fix all the things in my house. That is what I'm doing today. I have got some lights that have been chewed by foxes that I'm trying to fix. I'm going to tidy up the garden. I've got my pressure washer ready and primed to go. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day of Abroad in Japan. It's going to be a good day of getting shit done. I'm really excited. I'm real excited, Chris.
I can't believe the foxes did that to your property.
They like, just—they love.
They're very sheepish in the UK, aren't they? Foxes?
No, not really. They keep their heads down. Brazen as hell. The little ones around here. It's the badgers you got to worry about. They run around all over the place. You can hear them like playing with the dog toys in the backyard, which is quite sweet because they're just dogs, aren't they? They're just bloody dogs.
Dogs with red fur.
Dogs are red fur.
They are quite cute.
I mean, they are very, very cute. And you know, if you're a dog lover, you by default you kind of have to be a fox lover. They're just always in the garden, and you just sort of think they're just cool little dudes. I love a fox. They make horrible noises.
They make the weirdest noises, don't they? Like a squeaky noise.
Yeah. They're just dogs. Didn't the Russians domesticate them in like the '50s or something? That's what I want to say.
Probably.
I think they did.
I've seen domesticated bears in Russia, which pose their own problems, but it's also kind of cool.
Right.
Imagine that. Imagine having a pet bear that you could unleash at will upon friends that annoy you, but don't buy you amazing birthday presents, because hint, hint, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
And I haven't got any presents for Pete Donaldson. Or from Pete Donaldson.
Well, I mean,
it's your birthday as well next week, isn't it?
My birthday, yeah. We're just two April birthday boys having a lovely time.
The trick is, I don't buy you anything, you don't buy me anything, and it sort of cancels it out, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a cancelling. It's fine. It's no problem. I'm at 33, and I spent my first days as a 33-year-old experiencing yellow sand smog. I don't know if you read about this in the news or heard about it, but this week Japan had this really smoggy kind of 3 days. It was really surreal. Often smog does come across from China, the Chinese mainland, because it's not just that China is huge and uses a lot of coal and is a heavy polluter. I mean, that's a big factor, but also it's the nature of the wind. There's not much wind across the country, right? So it sort of keeps all the smog there. But anyway, all of this smog came over, mixed with yellow sand from the Gobi Desert, or from Mongolia. And skies across Japan were completely this sort of really bright yellow, hazy colour. Visibility was pretty bad in some cities, particularly on the west coast. I think Sapporo got it pretty bad, and Fukuoka. But it was really surreal. Yeah, all the sky went from blue to yellow. And it was very not good. As someone who's asthmatic, it was a bit scary. It's just like one big death wish coming my way. But it was very, very surreal. It only happens every 5 years or so. I think it was the first time in 2 years. But it's quite rare, luckily, that you get this yellow sand. But yeah, for the most part, Japan's air quality is really decent because of the Pacific air coming up.
The sky is very beautiful, and that's always the weird good thing about horrible pollutants is that it looks quite nice in the sky.
It was all right. It was probably not that good, actually. It was it was just very hazy and yellow. It didn't look nice, no, because the colour yellow doesn't really inspire much. Sort of doesn't really inspire many good thoughts, because what made it yellow? What made it that colour? Why is it so dirty? And it was filled with a lot of horrible crap, metals and things like that. And people did have a lot of allergic reactions, kind of like with hay fever. But anyway, luckily Japan air quality is pretty decent. I've not so much the same for Taiwan, China and South Korea on the mainland. But it's one good thing about being here. We've got a story this week from Alexander. He says, "Dear Chris and Pete, my name's Alexander. You may remember me from the Abroad in a Bar event in Kyoto this year." Yes, good to see you again, Alexander. That video is actually coming out in the next week, so you can check that out on the channel, guys. I did open a bar in Kyoto. It went pretty well for the most part. Anyway, something interesting happened on my way back to Tokyo from the Abroad in Japan bar. As I was standing on the Shinkansen platform waiting for the train to arrive, I noticed a man on the platform was holding an animal.
Ooh.
Is it a domesticated fox? I took a closer look and realised it was a ferret. I was very surprised. As to access the Shinkansen platform, you need a Shinkansen ticket. So either this man had already ridden the Shinkansen or rode it with his ferret, or was planning on doing so. This experience reminded me of some other odd pet encounters I've had in Japan. For example, twice in Kyoto, I saw a man walking a meerkat on a lead. It's probably the same man.
Good.
The first time was in Arashiyama Forest at the height of autumn, so there was many tourists around. I don't think the meerkat was enjoying its stroll around.
No.
One of Kyoto's busiest tourist districts. Also in Kyoto, I saw a woman walking no fewer than 8 chihuahuas around Umekoji Park. I counted them twice to make sure. There's enough dogs for a dog sled team. It's insane. My question to you is this: have you had any interesting encounters with people's pets in Japan? All the best, guys. Alexander. Well, Alexander, just last week I saw a man, it was Hanami Festival, Cherry Blossom Viewing Festival. There's a guy just walking his cat on a leash, and it just looks really weird, seeing a cat on a leash.
That is weird.
You don't expect to see that, do you?
I think...
And the duck of Akihabara. It's a man that walks his duck around Akihabara every now and then. That's a bit of an odd one.
Do they use a little lead, or is it kind of just free range?
I think it was free range. I think it just quack in and sort of bumbling around. It was quite a bizarre sight. Right. But the duck was loving it.
We had
loving the attention.
When I used to work at the zoo, we used to walk a chimp. I didn't used to walk, but the zookeeper would occasionally take one of the younger chimps out. You know, like a child's. What do you call it? It's not a bridle. It's like a child's kind of like rein. They used to call them reins when I was a kid. It was quite right. common to for a mum to walk around with a child basically tied to her. Do you remember that? Like, they don't really do them anymore. But, like, it was just kind of like to keep the kid in check. But, yeah, I guess it looks bad nowadays, but it's one of those kind of images that really sticks in my mind from the 80s or the 90s. And it really
It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time when everyone was scared. It's just amazing stuff. Like that you would walk a child with, like, a lead, like a dog.
I mean, Japan's relationship with animals is very bizarre for the most part. I remember I was in Hirosaki in Aomori, and I was walking along, and there was just a man walking a giant tortoise, a tortoise wearing like a nappy. There's a video I made called 6 Must Try Dishes in Aomori. Mm. You can see the nappy wearing tortoise just strolling down the road.
We used to have at the zoo, I'm not really sure of the logic, but at the zoo we used to have a gibbon, little baby gibbon that would had to wear nappies for some reason, which is fucking bizarre. But he was a real hit with the people, of course. I mean, he looks like a big hairy baby. Brilliant stuff.
I mean, yeah. Why would you want someone want a ferret as a pet, though? What?
Oh, a
is
ferret?
The
no. Well, I've walked a ferret with a lead. Inexplicably, the leads actually work because they're just big one long tube.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Love a ferret.
But what's the benefit of having a ferret?
What's the benefit of having a cat? What's the benefit of having any animal? You just look at them and stroke them and go, oh, I'm a big fan of a ferret. I like they stink. They stink, but you can't get sprays to spray them every now and again to make them smell a bit better. And I guess maybe my opinion of said ferret was kind of tainted by the fact that I was working in the zoo, so there was much worse things to smell. But I love a ferret. I think they're lovely creatures. Really, really mild-mannered, nice guys.
Well, I know what to get you for your birthday now. Let's get a box of ferrets. regardless of the ethical considerations, I'll get you all the ferrets you deserve.
Yeah.
But what's going on in Japan this week, Mr. Dawson? What is the news? What's going on?
All kinds of stuff is happening. Last week we had... No, was it last week? Wednesday we had a possible attempt on the life of the Prime Minister. This week we've got drug dealers. Drug dealers. Japanese customer service, we've talked about it before, is the finest in the world. If you lose your wallet, if you want to eat a concierge member, if you want to throw the manager of a hotel in a pool, if you want to steal the belongings of a bellboy, you can, because customer service is key in Japan. They will bend over backwards to do everything for you. Now, a pair of men in the town of Izumo in Shimane Prefecture rented a car. 20 years old they were. Rented a car, drove around for a bit, returned it to the rental agency. After they dropped the car off, though, they called the agency with an urgent message. We forgot something in the car. We're coming to pick it up, so don't you dare look what's inside of it.
What did they forget?
Now, if someone, I've got possession of something, and someone says, don't look inside that bag, the first thing I'll do is eating the bag and looking at the contents. And they found, so basically the people who were running the rental company, they obviously opened the bag and found a sealable pouch, and inside they found 15 bags of some sort of plant parts. Figuring the men wouldn't have said, don't you dare look what's inside, if they were just oregano, the rental agency contacted the police, and they were drugs, basically. The men said they were back on the way back to the rental office. The police still managed to get there first, and the men arrived only to find the police there going, you naughty little lads. 13 grams... of 13 grams. 13 grams, that doesn't seem like a lot. That seems like a small amount of drugs.
Rubbish, but, drug dealers.
Yeah, really rubbish. And I guess if you had 13 grams of weed in a bag, I think that would be less of a crime than having 13 grams in several different bags. You know what I mean? Like, that says you're trying to sell the drugs, yeah?
Yes. Yes, it does.
13 grams doesn't seem like a lot. But they were placed under arrest for possession with intent to sell. One man admitted to the charges, while the other denies he was planning to sell the drugs. However, both of them did admit to the charges of being in possession of 2 grams of cannabis with intent to sell in the parking lot of an Izumo convenience store the night before they returned the rental car. I mean, it just sounds like they're having a terrible day. And if they're going to administer a drug empire, maybe just consider doing it in their own car. I mean, they can't be very good if they can't afford their own car. They've got a rental on the go.
I mean, they're in big trouble, though. Like,
they
Japan
are.
Takes cannabis crimes extremely seriously.
Yeah.
In a way that's kind of hard to fathom coming from the UK or the US, you know. Or it's like, don't do it. Don't go anywhere near it. God, they probably destroyed their entire lives now for that alone.
Well, so, I mean, they're already dealing drugs, so they've got to know that that's the risk.
And they're forgetful, which is even worse.
They're forgetful, just exactly. Disorganised.
Getting the drugs
one thing
in their
I
car.
Hear is a disorganised drug dealer.
Can you imagine, like, getting that car, renting it, and then driving off, and then, like, opening it up, like, the glove compartment, and be like, oh, what's that?
What's that on
a bonus?
What's that jammed into the roof of the glove compartment?
Toyota rent-a-car. Taking customer service to a whole new level. But yeah, I mean, it's really bad. Like, every now and then you hear a story about an ALT, like a JET program person who stupidly ordered drugs or did something with drugs. And often people get caught when they order it to their, home.
Yes.
They'll, order it, and then the police will go through it when it comes from overseas, and they'll be like, is this yours? And then you're done. You're buggered.
Yeah.
And so people, it's weird. People think that just because they order it online, they can get away with it, but you can't. So for the love of God, don't do drugs in Japan. And if you do, don't forget it in the car, because either way, you're fucked. So... there you go.
Yeah.
We're back in a moment, guys, with your stories, comments, and questions in the fax machine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
And we're back with the fax machine. What have we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Dawson?
We got a message from Kenneth from Norway, which sounds, I don't know what, it sounds like a kind of a really oldie timey sort of folk tale. Kenneth from Norway. Seeked his fortune.
It's not a very Norwegian name, is it? It's not what you think when you think Norway. No. But
hello, Chris and Pete. My brother and I are going on a 4-week trip to Japan in the middle of May. I want to participate in the Chiba 5K Open Sprint. Do you have any advice for the first time participant? Was there anything you wish you knew before your last Spartan race that wasn't mentioned on the website? The Chiba 5K Open Sprint. Would you get involved in that caper, Chris? Sounds like a lot of work.
I think I might do that one myself, actually. I think I might do another Spartan race, because I did it back in, I think, September, October.
Right.
And it was just the coolest thing I've done last year. Like, it's one of my fondest memories, apart from maybe the boxing. Although the chess boxing, there was a lot of bitterness after that and helped my performance. Whereas the Spartan race, there wasn't. I felt like a champion at the end of it. And, I think just try and be as fit as you can before you start. Like, I'm bit worried about this one, because it starts with a 5-kilometer run, right? And with the last one, it was an incline of like 1700 meters at the start, but at least you could sort of walk up it,
right?
And I was happier climbing a 1700 meter mountain than I was at the idea of running or jogging for 10 minutes. So yeah, that's my advice. So just be really fit and you'll be fine. It's
be
easier
awesome.
Said than done.
Just be awesome.
Yeah.
Just be fucking awesome.
Well, I've got to start training. After this, I'm actually going to the gym for the first time in a while. I suppose I did cycle for like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but you've done a bit. You've done a bit of
maybe a bit harsh
anaerobic
myself,
respiration.
That's my middle name, anaerobic respiration. And I need to jog, and I need to get fit as well. Because since the cycle, whenever that was, back in March, I haven't really done much fitness stuff. And I'm making good progress. I look and feel great at the moment. I don't know if I look great, but I feel happy. And I feel good about myself. But these things can go downhill very fast, especially if you have a diet as reckless and as shit as mine. Best of luck to you, though, Kenneth. If you do it, you'll be fine. Got one here from Dylan from Washington. He says, hello, Chris and Pete. Have any of you had any experience with the car culture in Japan? Car shows, unique cars, anything like that? Here in America, we love our big, noisy and smelly muscle cars. I've heard of a thing, Bosozoku cars, which seem to be some wild-looking cars with pipes all over and stuff. Have you seen any of these roaming the streets before? Love the pod. Have a great day. Dylan from Washington. I don't know what Bosozoku is, actually. Do you know what that is?
Bosozoku. Bosozoku cars.
I think it's just like really glamorous cars where they're like painted in crazy colours. Yeah, it's youth subculture associated with customised motorbikes. And it started in the 1950s and became popular in the 80s and 90s, and then nobody cared in the 2000s. like the biker gangs, I guess. Yeah.
There's quite a lot. If you go, if you're in Osaka, near like Americamura, remember we were in Americamura last time?
Yeah,
know the bouncy bouncy cars, you know, the ones that you see in like hip hop videos and stuff, of the kind of like the, I can't remember what they're just customized low riders that bounce. There's quite a few of those kind of bouncing through Americamura.
Trendy old Americamura.
But
it's all happening there, isn't it?
I think like when you sort of see these kind of when you sort of think of Japan as a culture, like, they love looking after things and they love modifying things, and people are just into stuff. We're more than you know, the other parts of the world. Like, you know, you think this obsession with the perfect car exists in America. Like, the Japanese just absolutely love getting into something and taking it to the nth degree. I'll go back to that man who installed his own electricity source and his own electricity pole in his front garden because he wanted pure electricity to go into his hi-fi, because he was the very apex, the very apogee of the hi-fi enthusiast. He wanted clean electricity. He didn't want to share the electricity with his neighbours. He thought that it might affect his listening quality on his records and stuff. It's amazing.
Bloody hell. Like, yeah, people take music audio files to a whole new level. They take it to an extreme degree. Like, I have a friend of our family who dangles his LP player, his record player, from the ceiling using two cables, because he maintains it's better for the acoustics or the way it plays. I don't know. People just get an MP3 player, innit? Get an iPhone. I'm so rubbish. But that's it. I did get a vinyl player, like a I got a record player last year for Christmas, and it's something kind of nice about holding like an LP in your hand and holding like something physical once again. I forgot what that's like, and also because you get to appreciate the artwork on the case in a way that you don't when you're just playing it off your phone. Yeah, that's nice. But back to cards. I've seen their decoratora, they're called decoration trucks. And they're basically big trucks covered in lights, and they're quite popular with Yakuza, I think. But yeah, Decoratora, they're called, I think. Decoration trucks. And they're quite common on the highways to see those. And they are very funky and very colourful. Truckers driving these fucking theme park ride-looking vehicles. It's quite a bizarre sight to see, to be honest. And also drifting, where I am now, not too far from Ebisu Race Circuit, where you can, of course, drift. I've never done it myself, but I did sit in the car, in the passenger seat, of a crazy drift driver. And I've still got post-traumatic stress disorder from that experience. But one day I'm sure I'll do it myself. We've got one here from Carly, who says, "Lads, how you doing? My name's Carly, and I'm from the exotic land of Essex in England. In 2020, hours before leaving for Japan, we heard the news that Boris had banned all international travel. And my dreams were dashed. Fast forward to 2023, and I've unknowingly booked our first trip back during Golden Week. My question to you is, have I made a complete balls up of my trip by booking to visit during Golden Week? Is it really that bad? Cheers, Carly." Yes, probably. I don't like Golden Week. I would avoid it. If there's absolutely no other time you can come to Japan, then by all means do it. But bear in mind, lots of shops and things are closed. Things are very busy because everyone goes on holiday. Public transport is a nightmare, particularly bullet trains and just getting around between the countryside and the city. And sometimes ATMs don't work either. They just switch off ATMs for some stupid fucking reason, right, which is the scariest thing of all when you can't access money. So, yeah, it's not that good. But at the same time, maybe I'm a scaremonger. Maybe I'm exaggerating. I don't know. I do. I think last year, oh no, there wasn't tourism last year. I can't remember. I remember a few years ago, I warned people not to come, but they did go in Golden Week anyway, and they said it was pretty good, and they said that Tokyo wasn't too busy, because in Golden Week, people return home to the countryside, to their towns, right? And many people fled Tokyo back to the countryside, and thus the city was less crowded. So, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, Carly, I think it'd be fine. But
and you got to remember, like, you're coming from the perspective of a person who lives there, and it's a pain in the ass to do the normal things that you do. But everyone's going to be having a good time. Japanese guys are going to be out, like, fucking getting pissed and stuff. It's Golden Week, innit? You can do what you want. Brilliant.
It's cool vibes, yeah. Actually,
you got to remember that, like, when I go to Japan and stuff, I'm like, I'm sort of we all sort of gear up to the weekend, because that's where the good times happen, because everyone's pissed and having fun. But Golden Week, everyone's pissed all the time. It's great stuff.
It's a Pete Donaldson dream country. It's true, though. Like, I remember when I lived in Yamagata during that week, and there wouldn't be any work. You'd go to the tavern, you'd go to the izakaya, and it would be absolutely full of people returning back to the town. And it was a good vibe. And you got a free drink or two. So who knows, Carly? Maybe it'll be better. Maybe we'll get free drinks.
Yeah.
Because that makes everything better. But I hope you have a lovely time. And I hope it was worth the wait. The 3-year wait. God. Dear, oh dear. Have a great time. Yeah. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming into abroadjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back later in the week to do all over again. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days. We'll see you right back here to do it all over again on the Abroad Japan podcast. Bye for now.
Bye.
In Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.